Kraft Heinz continues to raise prices. So what else is new? Well, there is a downside. Wall Street rallied yet again. And what is the favorite restaurant chain for Gen Z? We'll tell you. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 24th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other news, mortgage bankers see rates dropping in 2023. To what level is the question? Also, a story about how far home values must drop to become affordable. But will they? Beyond Meat is rolling out their new Faw steak to supermarkets. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Pfizer said it will jack up the price of their COVID vaccine by 4 times what the government is now buying it for. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to a brand new work week. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you are along for the ride again today as we take a look at the big business news headlines from today. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. The CEO of Kraft Heinz says don't expect prices to fall anytime soon. CNN is reporting that Miguel Patrico says higher inflation and supply issues are coursing through the food industry, forcing companies to adopt new strategies for everything from production to promotion to packaging. And none of any of this is going to end soon. For its second quarter, ended June 25, Kraft Heinz raised its prices overall by 12.4 percentage points compared to the year earlier period. Patrico says that Kraft Heinz has tried to minimize inflation because continuing to pass on price increases to consumers has consequences. Like, yeah, there are other options, and many of those options are off-brand products that are taking a bigger share of the market. Kraft Heinz has leaned into different packaging and pricing options for consumers, including bulk value packs of Kraft macaroni and cheese and a wider variety of bottle sizes for products like Heinz ketchup for shoppers who want smaller, lower-priced choices. This is what he had to say, quote, "Every day there is a shortage of something. It doesn't help that with the global warming, the crops have not been so good. So there's been a lack of tomatoes in the world. There's a lack of potatoes in the world, and there's a lack of beans in the world," end quote. Despite that tomato shortage, Patrico vows that Heinz ketchup will stay on the shelves as usual. He said, "We predicted that we would have a problem with the crop of tomatoes, so we bought them in advance," end quote. Well, it was a great day for the Dow as the 30 industrials continued to rally. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both pulled ahead and landed in the green as last week's rally does continue. Those numbers, well, they are coming up for you in just a bit. A recent survey by Piper Sandler of 14,500 teens in 47 states tells us that the favorite restaurant of Gen Z is, you ready for this? Chick-fil-A. CNN is reporting that 15% of the respondents in this massive survey said the chicken chain was by far their favorite, even if it does have a longer wait time in the drive-thru. Starbucks came in second at 12% of teens, followed by Chipotle at 7%, McDonald's 6%, and Olive Garden rounded it out at 3%. Chick-fil-A also led the industry in customer satisfaction in the same poll. 88% of consumers said the fried chicken sandwich had friendly service. The researchers also found that Chick-fil-A had fine-tuned its checkpoint system, which keeps customers engaged throughout different interactions with employees, starting from placing their order to their famous reply to people who thank them, saying, "My pleasure." The chain, by the way, had 2,730 outlets and hit nearly $16 billion in sales in 2021. That's according to Techmonic, a food industry research and consulting firm. The housing industry has shuddered under the weight of higher mortgage rates. Well, now, mortgage bankers say they expect the rates to fall in 2023. MarketWatch is reporting that Joel Kahn, Vice President and Deputy Chief Economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association, said his group expects moderation looking forward. The association believes that rates will come down and the home prices will also level out. The 30-year fixed rate averaged 6.94% last week, as compared to 3.85% just a year ago. The Mortgage Bankers Association is expecting rates to come down to 5.4% by the end of next year. A flattening of home price growth should allow households to catch up in terms of wages and savings to afford homes that are presently too expensive. But he also warned that some markets may actually see home prices drop. He said, "We're already seeing home values fall in some markets from pandemic boom towns like Austin and Phoenix to well-known expensive ones in the San Francisco Bay Area." Still, even with price drops, don't expect a surge of inventory as people sit on their ultra-low mortgage rates that they will likely not enjoy again in the near future. In a related story, Money.com is reporting that to buy the typical U.S. home at today's mortgage rates, the median household would need to spend 30.2% of their income on monthly payments. That, according to a recent report from Zillow, which describes the affordability outlook for mortgages as bleak. The amount the median household would have to spend on mortgage payments is 7.4 percentage points higher than the average from 2005 to 2021. For affordability to return to the average level from that period, home values would need to fall by nearly 25%, assuming mortgage rates are 6.5%. Now, a decline that large would be a return to where home values were in the fall of 2020. But it would mean a drop of roughly $88,000 in the value of a typical home from $358,000, that's the typical home value in September of 2022, down to $269,000, according to Zillow. Now, while some experts think that home prices will decline in the months ahead as high mortgage rates price buyers out of the market, even the more pessimistic housing forecasts do not predict prices going that low. Hey, the next time you're at the grocery store, keep an eye peeled for the new product from Beyond Meat. Yep, steak is coming. NBC News is reporting that the new product will roll out nationwide at more than 5,000 Kroger and Walmart stores, as well as Albertsons, Jewel Osco, Sprouts, and other grocers. The announcement concludes a rocky month for the maker of meat alternatives. Beyond ousted Chief Operating Officer Doug Ramsey after he was arrested for allegedly biting another man's nose. The company also plans to cut 19% of its workforce, or roughly 200 employees, as well as the departure of its Chief Financial Officer and the elimination of the Chief Growth Officer role. Amid the chaos, Beyond and Yum! Brands Taco Bell started testing meatless carne asada using its Beyond Steak product at restaurants in Dayton, Ohio. The Beyond Steak will be sold in grocery stores, and it comes packaged in bite-sized pieces. It uses faba bean protein as its base and contains 21 grams of protein per serving, according to the company. It also has a lower saturated fat content than beef steak and contains no cholesterol. The 10-ounce package will retail for $7.99. Still, it's been a rough year financially for the company, hence those job cuts. In the second quarter, Beyond reported U.S. grocery sales rose just 2.2%, while restaurant revenue was off by 2.4%. This year, shares of the company have lost 80% of their value, shrinking its market value to $821 million. At its record high back in July of 2019, Beyond was valued at $13.4 billion. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street continued its rally today as the Dow soared by 417 points to end the day at 31,499. The NASDAQ added 92 points to finish at 10,952. And the S&P 500 picked up 44 points to close out at 3797. Barring materials and real estate, all sectors notched gains, led by healthcare and consumer staples. Alphabet, Microsoft, Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple are among the companies that are due to report results later this week. And finally, there is this, and this is about jacking up the price of vaccine by Pfizer. Pfizer says it will charge $110 to $130 per dose for its COVID-19 vaccine after the U.S. government stops buying them at the end of the year. The drug maker says it expects many will get it for free through private health insurance or public programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The Affordable Care Act forces insurers to cover several vaccines without charge. Now, the government currently pays $30 per dose. The hike drew criticism, but Pfizer says it reflects the value this vaccine has brought to society, and of course there were those development costs. A four-time increase in price from what the U.S. government was paying per dose, which was already generating decent profits for Pfizer and Moderna, has come under suspect. Stock prices of both are already up based on this announcement. Many private insurance companies have high deductibles, sometimes $10,000 a year, which would lead a family of five to pay almost $500 a year for an annual booster. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.